At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And the nominees for worst possible take are... Democracy Dies on the Waiver Wire says, to clarify on that earlier tweet I had to delete, I'm obviously not saying it was the same as 9/11. What? Max Blumenthal saying, just in time for the flood of Azov atrocity videos. Media, Zelensky, Will Smith. It's all part of the plan. Judd Apatow, obviously, because it was a slap, Judd. Chill. It was a slap. Like, what a sheltered life you've lived where you're like, he could have killed him! That's pure out of control rage and violence! So I guess, yeah, we'll ease right into this right now. Oh, that is pretty funny. Okay, so this is a Will Smith of a different name, apparently. Well, I'm sorry if you're offended. Hopefully all anyone remembers at the end of the show is this inappropriately upbeat in memorandum segment. Gonna keep tweeting through it. Everybody hates Chris. Oh shit. Real talk, I'm not the person you're upset or happy with. I make podcasts and video games for a living. At the risk of making people pissed off at me instead of that other guy, the world would be a better place if we stopped answering words with violence. I see. It's pretty funny sometimes when there's random Twitter accounts that have the exact same name as something that has become like the milkshake duck of the day that everyone is super upset at.
And in a shocking Oscars moment, actor Will Smith rushed the stage and slapped Oscars presenter comedian Chris Rock in the face after Rock joked about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, being bald. It's not clear whether Chris Rock knew Pinkett Smith suffers from alopecia. After the slap, Will Smith returned to his seat and shouted at Rock.
It was a
to,
very
quote,
clean
keep
slap.
My wife's
I will
name
give it this.
Out of your effing mouth, unquote. Rock said he will not press charges against Smith. Later in the evening, Will Smith won the Best Actor Award for his performance in King Richard.
Tucker White, 94, thank you very much for the 200 biddies. Here's a good question. When was the last time anyone talked this much about the Oscars, even a day after? There has been some amazing Oscar moments that have captivated the world before. Amongst them was, when Moonlight won the Oscar for Best Picture. So they were going to give it to La La Land. Actually, they did give it to La La Land. La La Land was celebrating. And then all of a sudden, they opened it up. And it was just like, this is not what actually happened. It was actually Moonlight that won. And it was a far superior film. Moonlight's an amazing movie if you haven't watched it already. I would highly recommend it. A coming-of-age story about a black American who also happens to be dealing with his own feelings of bisexuality or perhaps homosexuality. Parts of that story I certainly identified with and thought was a very good movie. There is that it, you know. So there you have it. So yesterday, I was not watching the Academy Awards. I was not following them because I think of the Academy Awards as a giant Dutch rudder of liberal narcissism and extravagance and rich people patting themselves on the asses as they all join together to circle jerk themselves. It's not something I've been really into for some time, although I do love cinema. I'm a huge movie cinemaphile, whatever you want to call it, and I grew up watching the Oscars because my mother was fond of them and the moments they would create, and sometimes there would be those little glimmers of a moment that, you know, you feel moves the pulse in one way or another. Some very big ones that come to mind beyond the one that I will show you later is, of course, Michael Moore calling out the president of the United States at the time and everyone thinking, well, this is it. Bush will never win another term as long as the liberal media is at him. You know, they are holding him accountable with this film, this Fahrenheit 9/11, and now Bush will never win a second term. It cannot come to pass. No. Michael Moore has effectively destroyed and defeated the entire Bush doctrine. There was that time. There was again the La La Land upset that I told you about with Moonlight was another one. And then yesterday we got we got quite a moment in Academy Awards history. Now, I think the most surreal version of this that I've seen on the internet, and I know there's a ton of memes, everyone is really eager to show me the memes, but was the actual, and this is not edited, feed from Japanese television, which gives you the Japanese dub on top of the slap itself. So this is not a meme. This is the one I saw when I first saw it. And it was so surreal at the time that I was genuinely like, is this real? Is this staged? Did this happen? I wasn't entirely sure. Anyways, let's watch.
Oh,
wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
ウィル・スミスにやられました。
Wow, dude! It was a G.I. Jane joke.
G.I. Jane のジョークだったんです。
I'm going to, okay? okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television.
テレビ史上最高の場面でしょうか。
So we are here to give a documentary out, to give an Oscar out.
So they were given the Oscar for Best Documentary, which I am going to show the acceptance to, because obviously I am a huge fan of Questlove, and I'm very, very excited that he won it, and also I would like more people to appreciate that moment in history. But first and foremost, what happened? Well, this live feed didn't have the couple seconds before. What had happened is Chris Rock had made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, that directly talked about her being bald. Now, she happens to have a medical condition, so he was mocking her medical condition. And in turn, Will Smith got up and slapped him in the face. Slapped him. It was a slap. It was not a punch. People saying that he punched him in the face with such ferocity, all the other shit. No, this was a slap. All right. He slapped him in the face. Even Chris Rock responded with, he just slapped the shit out of me. And it was a clean slap. It certainly was. But
G.I.G.
What's the take here? Because the second this happened, my word, Twitter exploded. Just with raw, passionate fury, the likes of which I've never seen. Not even when Donald Trump got COVID have I seen Twitter so split. And in, what is it, 125, 150 characters, that's all you get. But in that small little teeny window, everyone had to have their opinion known, and known immediately, and then known again, and then known from a different angle. And then everyone, because Twitter is us influencing each other in real time, everyone was both releasing takes and deleting takes almost simultaneously. It was happening like this. Boom, 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 boom. I was seeing everything, okay? I was seeing the best of takes, the worst of takes, the most horrendous of takes. And obviously, it's all subjective, right? Every single one of you is probably going to be like, well, that was correct. That is wrong. That was right. That is wrong. That's funny. That is wrong. And honestly, in the middle of all of it, I was just going to take a step back and watch as the internet collectively ate itself alive. It was a raw and furious release of everyone's thoughts, because everyone had to let everyone else know what their thoughts were on the topic. It's like everyone not only had a take, but they had to explain their take and make sure you knew their take was on the record. Now, some of them, I think, were perfect. Like, this is obviously a take that came out of a place of extreme anger or righteous and furious anger or something like. And I'm going to address that right in one sec. A lot of the other takes were basically like, how can I put my thoughts on the leisure? Because I need to make a statement about this. Now, I don't agree with those people out there who say that no one should be thinking or talking about this. I do not. This is a very surprising moment, to say the least. I do not think this was fake. I don't think what happened here was staged. I don't believe so, especially considering no parties involved has said that it was. And also, you know, at this point, I think if this is a promotion for an upcoming film that the two of them are doing together, it's in obscenely poor taste. So I don't think that's the case. I know there's a lot of conspiracy theorists on the internet who are just running with this whole thing never happened, or this whole thing was staged, or whatever, you know. Sorry, let me take a second to say PTV Live, thank you for the rating party of 20. Welcome in, Raiders. Can everyone go to twitch.tv/PTV Live, give them a follow back. I'm just about to give my takes, because everyone was wrong except for me on this issue. So I'm going to give you all the correct take, because the correct take I do want to have on record. record. I do want people to know what I thought at this moment in time. Where was I? Where were you the moment that Will Smith slapped the shit out of Chris Rock? What did you see? How did you feel? And what did you say about it? And my answer is as follows. Multiple things can be wrong simultaneously. Just so everyone knows. And I'm pretty sure you've probably realized that on your own too. You don't need the talking mouthpiece on the internet to tell you that. But it is wrong. It is wrong to choose an act of violence, even in defense of someone like that, because they were insulting you or insulting your wife or insulting your family member. That is a wrong thing to do. To slap someone in the face, to physically assault them. Yes, physically assault them because they have made a joke at your expense. It is also wrong to, and this may surprise a lot of you, insult someone because of a medical condition they have, or insult someone's family member because of a medical condition they have. It was a very poor joke in poor taste. It was wrong of Chris Rock to have done that. It was also wrong of Will Smith to have slapped him in the face for it. And also, if you're going to go around insulting someone's family or someone's wife or someone's husband or whatever, it's kind of a fuck around and find out situation, to be totally honest with you, because that shit is going to happen, you know? It doesn't matter if it's on the world stage, on the highest levels of, the rich elite in Hollywood, or, just at a family event or something like that. Most likely, you know, if you're going to do something like that, there may be a consequence to it. There may be a physical confrontation. That doesn't make the physical confrontation right. I'm not justifying the physical confrontation. I'm not saying that. Also, internet, the only person who should be calling for Will Smith's, I don't know, arrest, maybe, would be Chris Rock. That's the only human being. Anyone else, what are you doing? People online, like, the man needs to be put in cuffs. The man needs to be arrested. How can we let, he needs to have his Oscar taken away from him. Roman Polanski has an Oscar. Harvey Weinstein has, like, fucking 80 Oscars. Roman Polanski raped a 13-year-old, drugged and raped a 13-year-old. And after that, and after it was known, he won a fucking Oscar. If he gets to keep his Oscar and we take away Will Smith because he slapped someone on stage, what the ever-loving fuck does any of this mean? That is utterly absurd. Again, Roman Polanski raped and drugged a 13-year-old and won an Oscar after the fact. After that. After they knew. He couldn't accept his Oscar in person because he would be arrested in the United States. He lives in a non-extraditional country, so he had to win it via satellite. Yeah, but they were still like, the movie was good, though. So, yeah, I mean, it is very yikesy that he raped and drugged a 13-year-old, and that's kind of gross and fucked up, but it was a good film, and it was an important film, so here you go. Here's the shiny gold for you. You get the shiny gold. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe at this point, both the Academy is coming out and being like, we are appalled by violence. Well, what about sexual violence towards minors? Because you seem to award people who do that, if we're being honest, you know, in this whole thing. So, yeah. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to hit someone if they're making fun of you. There's also, you know, the idea of freedom of speech, and freedom of speech does not also include freedom of a consequence. So yes, that could happen. If you put yourself in a situation, if you walk up to someone in a party, and I'm telling you this to try and avoid you having a, I don't know, physical confrontation, and you then insult them for a medical condition they have, or you insult their family members for a medical condition they have, yeah, that person may choose violence. I'm not saying the violence is right. I'm not saying the violence is justified, but that is a risk that you put yourself at if you're going to go along that line of reasoning. And the idea now that comedians are coming out, and I count myself amongst them. I am a comedian. Comedians are coming out and saying that, like, this is like a danger to all of comedy if we allow this to pass. If we do not immediately either arrest or condemn Will Smith. Like, yes, you can condemn the act of people choosing violence. There is something to be said also about resorting to violence in defense of someone else, or in defense of yourself, rather than confronting what is being done, right? There's that as well. And those critiques are also valid. The thing is, everyone kind of fell into like a couple of camps with this one, I feel. Everyone was either like, okay, we have to approach this from the racial standpoint, because what is going on here is, of course, something in which there are a lot of white blue check marks on the internet saying that this is an act of incredible and aggressive violence because they're seeing a black person perpetrate it on TV. There was that. There was the aspect of people who were coming from a feminist standpoint saying that, hey, by the way, this person is exhibiting toxic masculinity in this case because they are resorting to violence in defense of their partner who happens to be a woman. So here we have this angle as well. Multiple angles. There was the free speech absolutists who were coming at this online as a, hey, no one should ever hurt someone else because of a joke. It was a joke. It doesn't matter how horrifying or mean-spirited or what. Like, yes, the level of comedy is an interpretation. It's subjective. So whether or not you found it to be the best joke ever, that is up to you, you know, whether or not you think that was the funniest thing in the world. But I'm saying, just in, if we take ourselves away from this is super famous rich celebrities doing this, and this is just something that you did in a party, I'm guessing you are also running a risk, and it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing if someone resorts to violence in lieu of that. But again, the same people who were feigning outrage about that online. The problem with Twitter, and I think the way Twitter operates, is that everyone had to get their take in a very small amount of characters very quickly, because wow, was it happening in rapid fire, and they had to really, really decide, you know what, this is a wedge issue for me. This is a launching pad for me to talk about what I've wanted to talk about for some time, and that is blank. And that's the only thing I'm going to talk about blank, whereas multiple things are happening here. There's multiple issues. I mean, it's like, if anything, it's interesting. There's a lot of stuff happening at once. You can approach this from a, well, at the end of the day, this is rich celebrities being silly rich celebrities. And if rich celebrities are going to be silly on the world stage, that is funny to me. That's the aspect I'm going to take at this. Hey, by the way, I'm going to look at this as, well, there's a lot of power dynamics going on here. We have the relationships between men and women. We have the relationships between different racial categories. If you look at the way in which it was analyzed after the fact and the way the discourse is taking itself off from a way, you know, from all this, there's so many different things happening, and people again are going to, let's see if we can squeeze the whole thing into a small set of 150 characters. And that's where you get shit like this, by the way. Democracy Dies on the Waiver Wire says, to clarify on that earlier tweet I had to delete, I'm obviously not saying it was the same as 9/11. What? what made you see that moment? That moment in which, if anything, like, my reaction to the slap was I burst out laughing, because I was like, wait, what? Because I was actually astounded that that happened in real life. When I saw what happened on 9/11, I was in utter silence because it was so surreal, I didn't think it was actually happening. Like, when you see that building smash into, like, sorry, the plane smash into the building, I was, like, actually aghast. I didn't have a word to explain what I was feeling right now, because it just was so surreal at that moment in time that I was like, holy fuck, is this actually happening? That was that. But this? Where did you think this would be okay to... Okay. But Will Smith slapping Chris Rock had a similar live TV shock value that will echo throughout our culture. 9/11 was worse. Gotta say that. 9/11 was worse. But Muhammad Atta did not win an Oscar for this is worse than whatever your 9/11 tweet was. This is worse. Okay? Judd Apatow. He could have killed him. That's pure out-of-control rage and violence. They've heard a million jokes about them in the last 3 decades. They are not freshmen in the world of Hollywood and comedy. He lost his mind. It's a fucking slap. It's a slap, dude. Have you never seen two people? Have you not been slapped before? I've been slapped so many times in my life, and I've slapped people before in my life. It's like, it's an annoying sting. It's not a fucking, what did you think happened? he could not be stopped. There was no way to stop him. It was uncontrollable. So yes, that's Judd Apatow's. Judd Apatow I added to the long list, by the way, of some of the most ridiculous ones. This one is something that happened the next day. The Will Smith doctrine. Reward in return for aggression. He has no place in the resolution of Ukraine war. My tortoise column. Engineered by Putin to take the spotlight off of Ukraine. Damn you, Putin. Putin works in mysterious ways, you know? I had no idea Putin had these kind of powers. And that is frightening to me because, again, I think he is an authoritarian despot. I think he is doing horrifying things. And the fact that he is able to orchestrate something like this, I would have loved to have been, by the way, like I would actually pay good money to have been the fly in the wall in that meeting where he actually sat down Chris Rock and Will Smith and was like, all right, you're probably going to be situated pretty close to each other at the Oscars. I hear that Chris, and Chris is like, no, I'm actually giving an award. He's like, okay, so Chris, you're going to be giving an award. And then Will, I don't know, is there some justification for you to do something that would get everyone talking about it to distract from what is happening? I don't know. Could you think of anything? Still, I'm going to give, I think, my two cents to... It's a tough call. So these were my, like, and the nominees for worst possible take are the 9/11 tweet. Max Blumenthal saying just in time for the flood of Azov atrocity videos. Media, Zelensky, Will Smith. It's all part of the plan. Judd Apatow's obviously because it was a slap, Judd. Chill. It was a fucking slap. Like, what a sheltered life you've lived where you're like, he could have killed him. That's pure out of control rage and violence. It was an incredibly clean slap, okay? Peter Coffin. So Jada is an abusive partner is what the world just learned. This one, like, I genuinely don't know what they're trying to say. Can you explain this one to me, chat? Can I get a Peter Coffin decryption or something to that to explain it? Like, nope, no clue. This has been alleged for years. Will Smith is that it? Will Smith is whipped? I saw some really gross takes, by the way. Kyle Kalinske, shame on your take. Kyle Kalinske did a whole cuck take. Hold on. Oh, what is this? You wanted to show me all of? To those saying Will Smith hitting Chris Rock is funny, I ask you this. Replace Will with the word airplanes and Chris with the Twin Towers. Not laughing now, are you? This is how they sound talking about his assault. Real shit. What Will Smith did to Chris Rock is the same as what Putin did. Oh, hold on a sec. Putin did to Ukraine. Putin felt threatened and disturbed. Will felt threatened and disturbed. We all love violence. Let's admit it. War is the same as hitting. It's hitting cities. I bet Putin loved it. I feel that's why Will did it. Oh my god, like I swear this whole thing broke people's brains. It broke everyone's brains. Yeah, okay, that feeling when you dick down Will's wife and not a scratch, like I meant this. It's almost like being in an open relationship doesn't require people to get violent over. Like they're in an open relation. It's a well-known open relationship in Hollywood. I know people make fun of it all the time. What, like, do you expect Will to run around and punch every one of Jada's partners? There's a big difference between, like, you know, something that we both consent towards and you are insulting my wife for a medical condition she has, you know? And I'm not justifying it. I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form that, you know, choosing violence in that issue or in that instance is the right call. I think they believe it somehow translates. That's the only thing they can think of. Okay. There was an entire article about the bad takes on Mediaite. Michael Tracy. Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth, Vladimir Putin. Jamila Jamil. Will Smith said, not today. A man big enough to absolutely floor him slapped him softly enough that Chris barely moved because he made fun of his wife's appellation on a world stage. Don't say protect black women for 2 years and then only condemn Will here. Come on. This isn't your list of terrible takes. He tried to be peaceful and just couldn't. This is not the first time Chris has punched down Jada on a world stage, but it will be the last. I don't agree here. He hit him. Doesn't matter how softly. I totally hear you. Like, I think people losing their minds, like Judd Apatow being like, he could have killed him. You're being ridiculous. It was a fucking slap. Liam Payne gives his opinion on Will Smith slapping Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars for making a joke about his wife. I believe what he felt he did, he had a right to do. Black Lives Matter, unless Will Smith is slapping them. Is that the new rule? It's hard to keep up. Like, I feel like even to talk about this, you have to add things at the end of every, like, I have to add a comma at the end of every sentence. Otherwise, it's just going to get clipped out of context. Saturday Night Walk. Oh wait, what was this one? I'd say Will hits like a girl, but I'm no biologist. Oh my god, fucking the Oscars have demonstrated the power of group psychology. The room is hermetically sealed, bubble world, and Moors can be eradicated in a second. Do you want to understand how Trump happened? Watch the Oscars and the crowd reaction. wow, this is ridiculously icy. To pull the very powerful, to pull to conform is what is happening around you. It's a powerful tide. Applause for assault in a tuxedo in California is the same as assault for while wearing a red hat in Alabama. That was a crime. There's no virtue attached to it. It's a crime if Chris Rock pressed charges. Oh, Dave Rubin, I had alopecia. It absolutely sucks, no doubt. Cured it through diet, exercise, and PRP. Am I allowed to slap Will Smith for After Earth? That movie was absolutely terrible. And I got Max Blumenthal's already. I showed this to my boss and he said I could go back to bed. If Will Smith was a white guy, he would have been let out of the Oscars in handcuffs. Then police would have thrown him in jail. There would have been 1,000 media hit pieces about him being racist. He would have been canceled for life. Instead, he won Best Actor. That is privilege. Truly, that was privilege on display. The likes of which I've never seen. Ah, Ben Shapiro. Should we be surprised that so many on the left now believe that microaggressions should be met with actual physical violence? They've been clear about this for years. Like, I didn't see a lot of people on the left straight up be like, that is a fantastic thing that Will Smith slapped him in the face. It is a very, very good thing. Everyone should do that at any time, for any reason. Always. There should be no context or nuance to this whatsoever. It's just everyone, if someone says something to you, even if it's not a joke, or even if you're not offended, slap them. Slap them. We should all unleash the hands. That will be the true socialism. Not a single person is talking about a single film that won an award. Everyone is talking about some stage antics. Because no one cares. The Oscars know this, no. And this will now keep happening. This will keep happening. We have unleashed the slaps. Dick Cheney shot a man in the face. Yeah, true. Really good point. Dick Cheney did shoot a man in the face. Yes, that is true. Yep. Was that for a microaggression? I think it was because he thought he was a duck. We must never forget Dick Cheney shot a man in the face. You know what? Okay, hold on. I want to make... sure, it wasn't like he shot him and like it wasn't actually in the face, it was like in the chest and it got a Dick Cheney has yet to apologize to the man he shot in the face. Okay, well, if it's in multiple headlines, then we're fine on that. I'm just gonna tweet that out. It's just a matter of fact. Dick Cheney shot a man in the face. There. It's a matter of public leisure. The guy he shot ended up apologizing to Cheney. True. All right, now that one's out there. I want to tell everyone about this, by the way. If you didn't know about this, I have spoken about this before. Marlon Brando's Oscar win for The Godfather. When Marlon Brando was, when Marlon Brando won the Oscar for The Godfather for Best Actor, I believe. Yeah. He did not accept the award. Instead, in his stead, he had Sasheen Littlefeather come on and explain why he actually was refusing to accept the award.
I learned a great deal from an actor named Ingmar Bergman. Often to be most eloquent is to be silent.
You're quite right. The film we've just seen has said it all. I think we should say that those nominated for the best performance by an actor are...
Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Michael Caine in Sleuth.
Laurence Olivier in Sleuth.
Peter O'Toole in The Ruling Class.
Paul Winfield in Sounder.
Roger Moore. It's like, this is a lesson in proper British, eh? Everything from the perfect posture, just flawless posture, shoulders back and everything, not like shaking or moving or anything, just like completely still, flawless.
The winner
so
is Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Accepting the award for Marlon Brando and the...
Now, the rumor goes, I don't know if we have truth or confirmation of this, but the rumor goes, apparently, John Wayne got so mad in the middle of the speech that he wanted to strike her. That apparently John Wayne had to be restrained. That is the rumor. But, yeah, goes to show you.
Godfather, Miss Sasheen Littlefeather.
Hello, my name is Sasheen Littlefeather, I'm Apache, and I'm president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee. I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening, and he has asked me to tell you in a very long speech, which I cannot share with you presently because of time, but I will be glad to share with the press afterwards, that he very regretfully cannot accept this very generous award. And the reasons for this being are the treatment of American Indians today by the film industry. Excuse me.
Listen to how divided the crowd gets too, the boos. This is like supposed to be the center of liberalism, liberal Hollywood elites, and a lot of them are like, oh, what is this uppity person talking about? Oh, boo, rabble, rabble.
And on television, in movie reruns, and also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee. I beg at this time that I have not intruded upon this evening, and that we will, in the future, our hearts and our understandings will meet with love and generosity. Thank you on behalf of Marlon Brando.
So I would say probably the most base moment in the history of the Oscars. And yeah, I don't know if the John Wayne story is true, but that is the rumor. Apparently John Wayne wanted to strike her. He was just so angry. And I also want to pull attention to this, by the way, because this was what the award was for, and no one's really talking about that. But huge fan of Questlove, have been for a very, very long time. And it was really cool to see Questlove win an Academy Award.
The winner is... I hope this is right. Summer of Soul, when the revolution could not be televised. Amir Thompson. And four white guys.
The broadcast censored out Questlove's acceptance speech? Really? Wow.
This is the first Oscar and nomination for Amir Questlove Thompson, Joseph Patel, Robert Kivlin, and David Dinnerstein.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I really want to see it, though. It looks awesome. You should say, you should show what Clint Eastwood said after the Marlon Brando speech? Sure.
Oh my God. Thank you. Hey, real quick. First, I would like to acknowledge Attica, Ascension, and Flea, and Riding with Fire for their powerful work. It's not lost on me that the story of the Harlem Cultural Festival should have been something that my beautiful mother, my dad, should have taken me to when I was 5 years old. And this is such a stunning moment for me right now. But this is not about me. This is about marginalized people in Harlem that needed to heal from pain. And just know that in 2022, you know, this is not just a 1969 story about marginalized people in Harlem. This is a story of, I'm sorry, I'm just overwhelmed right now. Look, I'm gonna get myself together and I'll thank everyone proper when I get off stage, but on behalf of Hulu and Searchlight and Onyx, the beautiful women of Onyx and Concordia.
Oh, that wasn't the whole clip. Even guts cut off from the rock. Oh, I guess that's the limits. Oh, that's Twitter. That's Twitter's fault. Twitter does 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I can't find the Clint Eastwood comments. Do you have a link to it? Clint Eastwood, Marlon Brando, Oscar rejection. I mean, The Godfather won Best Film. Clint Eastwood presented the award for Best Film that year.
Best Picture. A gentleman who... I've seen all five nominated pictures, as I'm sure most of you have. They were all so excellent and so different. I'd have a hard time choosing without one without feeling I'd been unfair to the others.
Yeah, I don't care. Oy. Sheen Littlefeather is 75 years old today. She's still alive. I didn't know that. You give an award to drummer of revolutionary hip-hop band? Yeah. I mean, it's pretty dope. Clint Eastwood at the Oscars. Clint Eastwood being called racist for comments made in 1973. As she explained, we've already watched it. During the same ceremony, Clint Eastwood would eventually award the Oscar for Best Picture to The Godfather. He took the opportunity to make a joke in response to the Sheen Littlefeather speech. I don't know if I should present this award on behalf of all the cowboys shot in all the John Ford westerns over the years, he joked. Now, nearly 50 years later, social media users have discovered the comment by Clint Eastwood, and they're claiming it makes him a racist, as explained by Raphael Shimino. Hey! Nice. Hi, Raph. 1973, Native American actor Sheen Littlefeather booed and cheered by Hollywood at the Oscars before being mocked by Clint Eastwood and almost physically assaulted by John Wayne, simply for asking that indigenous people not be dehumanized in films. They then used this video as an opportunity to share other articles against Clint Eastwood, claiming that he never stopped being racist. Nevertheless, it seems like it won't have much impact against a 90-year-old actor. Well, yeah, I mean, ain't no way Hollywood is getting rid of Clint Eastwood. Hollywood didn't get rid of fucking Mel Gibson. They're not getting rid of Clint Eastwood, okay? If Mel Gibson can continue to be an award-winning director, then yeah, there's no getting rid of old-timey racists. I mean, there's so much old-timey Clint Eastwood racism that they could be like, yeah, I mean, it's bad, but it was the 70s, you know. And then Mel Gibson is being racist today, like right now, like as I'm talking to you right now, Mel Gibson is somewhere saying something deeply, deeply anti-Semitic or deeply racist towards black people, somewhere off in the distance. It is a guarantee that is happening simultaneously right now while I talk to you. He's just saying horrifying things. The Kaysler, the Ensler, everything. He's off and he's being super racist, and people still love him and want to give him awards and money to keep making movies because it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You know, it's all a veneer, you see. All of it is a veneer. It's all a veneer. And all the outrage that is happening right now simultaneously by everyone clutching their pearls and being like, My God, this is the most violent thing that has ever happened in human history, and I've just witnessed it live here, and let us talk about such things. By the way, here's Mel Gibson talking about how he wants his wife to be sexually assaulted by a group of N-words. Yes, that is a thing that Mel Gibson said out loud. Yep. I mean, to be fair, he didn't know that he was going to... I mean, he did say that one in private. He did say... You know, that he said that in private, but he still said it. He still said it on her answering machine. Yeah, he still left her that message on her answering machine. So you've just been listening to an episode of The Surf Times. And if you enjoy it and want to see The Surf Times, you can go to wearesurfs.com or watch the live shows at thesurfs.tv. And also everywhere social media is sold, basically thesurfs.tv. You'll find us there. Twitter.com/thesurfstv, for example. It would also help us out tremendously if you could leave a good review of this podcast if you enjoyed it, either on, I don't know, iTunes or wherever you're podcasting. Apparently it does help, and yeah, we hope to see you soon.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Just, we beseech thee to smite down our enemies. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are but your humble court jesters here to amuse you. To our lords, Trevor R., we give thanks for this spit of land for us to eke out this meager existence. To our knights, Merid, Cheryl Alvarez, Ruby Kelly, Ellie Leslie, Alex P., Brandon, Words Greenwood, Nate, that one guy, Hagbird Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariane McCarthy, Daniel Sutton, Coulter Smith, Val 9000, Jenna Tall, Quiet 185, Anna Loves Riley, Omni, Riley and Anna, Poodle Hawk, The Tim Caucus, Multi Mondi, Trevor Yanis, Lemmy 101, Anthropofojack, Saren 42, Catherine, Radical Maniac, Ramon Acosta, Nkosin, Violent Orchard, Sophie Baby, Political Puppy, Andreas Chiringuito, Zach Christensen, Josh Mickelson, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We raise our flagon of ale, and we salute you, our friends.